The Bible clearly tells us that God is love. Essentially, this entails that love that is outside God is not true love. Now, the Bible also calls us to love. But the million-dollar question is, how can we truly love if we do not experience true love? We're going to be looking at all this and more on the other side. Hey, you won't want to miss this. Hi there, my name is Ampala Kasumba, back at you with season 3 of the podcast Navigating Life with God. I am so excited for you to join into this week's episode. I am so excited because this is our 41st episode in total. Now, if you heard me last week, I did say that was the 41st episode, but it actually was the 40th episode. This is crazy, but I do love counting because I'm just so humbled that, you know, all this and how far we've come. So I'm so excited. And as you all know, as of next month, the podcast turns one. So definitely psyched for that as well. But before we get right into this week's episode, I want to know, how are you? How are you doing? How's life going? How's your week been? How's your day been? How's 2021? But most of all, how are you as a whole? How are you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically? I hope you are doing well. But if you're not, there is still room for you to get better. Sit down, assess yourself. Where are things not working out? Are your emotions all over the place? Are you mentally unstable? Is there something? Have you weakened in your faith? Even that does not limit the fact that you can still get better. So keep on going, keep on going, keep on progressing. It is unwise to get up every day and just do life as, you know, as it comes. Acknowledge where you are not doing well and try to get better. And ask God for guidance in every single area of our lives. That's the goodness about God. He's like, I am everywhere. Okay, I got you. So yeah, do that. So today's episode is titled True Love. Now, all you relationship folks, this is not that episode yet, but we are talking about love. And this for me is something that is important because this is something that I have wanted to share for quite some time, but I'm excited that now I finally get to speak about true love and really the importance of us loving one another, especially in these times. You know, people are going through a whole lot more than they have ever been. Life is a lot, right? But then the God that we serve is great. And we as his children are called to be a reflection of that love to his people. And so it's so important for us to walk out in love wherever that we go. You might not know what everyone is going through, but the smile, the concern, you know, love can be felt. And so just having that loving heart can really brighten someone else's day. So I did not look for a dictionary definition of love because I think that's just it. God is love. You know, that is who he is and that is what love is. It's God's love. You know, it's in him. Whatever is not of God, you know, whatever love is out of God is not the truest kind of love there is. And I firmly believe that. And so even when in the book of Mark chapter 12, we are called to love, you know, love the Lord our God with all our strength, all our mind, all our soul, you know, and our heart. Obviously not in the correct order, but it shows us that we are to love God most of all. Now, you ever wonder why that is so? That we have to love God who we do not see with our physical eyes? and love man second, right? Now, if we are saying God is love, which he is, it's also important for us to know that if outside of him there what you know, love that is outside of him is questionable. So we need to love God to know what we need to experience God's love to actually know what love is, because it is very difficult for us to express love on our own accord. You know, when I go out to someone and try to love on them just in my own, it's very possible that someone may misunderstand me, you know. So what really true love is what is rooted in God. And so even when we are asked to first love the Lord, it is because he is love. So when he loves on us, we then can say, oh, this is really what love is. Now I'm experiencing what true love is. When we go to the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, and as you keep on reading, specifically when you read from verse, I am actually referencing from the Bible, so let me just read what it says. This is from verse 16, and it says, and so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this very way, love is made complete among us, so that we live in the confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. And then when we go to verse 19, it says, we love him because he loved us first. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen, he cannot love God whom he cannot see. And you know what I love about that is because essentially the Bible is saying, when you experience the true love of God, you cannot, you know, in the right mind, go out and show hate. You know, I really love the song Reckless Love. So the song talks about, you know, how unending the love of God is. And even the word reckless, you know, reckless itself, it's the love of God chases us. I heard someone say this, the love of God chases us. And when God's love is chasing you, you begin to see that even if I am unworthy, but wow, you cannot explain the love of God, because it's the purest kind of love. And so many times we are trying to love on people in our own way, and many times we don't even love on people, because have you really experienced the true love of God? Have you allowed yourself to reflect the same love that God has for you to someone else? Now, when we go back to the book of Mark, after it tells us to love the Lord, it then says, love your neighbor. But it does not end there. It says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, one thing I've realized is that many of us are rude, you know, are sad, you know, judgmental people, because essentially the way we love ourselves is, you know, we love ourselves in a, we do not love ourselves, in short. And That is why we fail to reflect this love. Because when it says love your neighbor as yourself, you are essentially reflecting what you yourself feel to someone else. So when I grow in love for God, right? When I am walking in love because I love the Lord, I have experienced the love of God. I essentially also begin to see the value in myself. I remember my dad always used to say this when he was preaching. He used to say, "Mutoto wa chef ni chef." Essentially, the direct translation is saying, "A child of a boss is a boss." So our father is a king. So the child of a king is a king. When I understand who my father is and how much he loves me, there is a certain way I begin to carry myself. I essentially begin to understand what real love is, and I know how to love myself. What I have found with the world is that there is this standard of self-love, you know, that the world has. Essentially, you know, for most girls, for some girls, not most, some, self-love looks like dressing up, you know, putting makeup all over, you know, dressing, getting your best clothes, your Sunday best, right? And posing for a selfie and tagging it self-love. And then the whole world is saying like, wow, that person really loves themselves. Ish, I wish I was that person. And we all depict this kind of image. Now, I'm not saying anything about people who love taking selfies. I mean, I have nothing against that. But what I'm essentially saying is that is not the definition of self-love. How we really grow in self-love is when we begin to know who we really are in God, when we actually experience His love for us. And so, even if you were to dress up in your best clothes and take the most amazing pictures, for a split second, you'll feel like you're on top of the world. When the likes keep coming, you'll feel okay. But when the likes essentially shut down and you are all alone, what do you feel? You go back to hating on yourself. You go back to comparing yourself to others. You go back to that dark place. And that is not what it's supposed to be. And so, especially as young people, there is this earthly standard of self-love that we pick up when we go out. And that is why it becomes hard for us to reflect and love on others. Because I essentially don't think I am all that. So I feel it's okay to go and trash someone else. I essentially think I am not, you know, I am not worth it. So I essentially feel I can treat anyone else, you know, in any way that I feel I want to. Because essentially, I feel I do, you know, I treat myself the same way. So it matters how we see ourselves. So it matters how we treat ourselves. And most of the time, when you don't treat yourself with love, with patience, with kindness, you will not treat someone else the same way. How will you give what you do not have? How will you give what you've never experienced? So essentially, it's like a pattern. You experience God's love. You love God, you grow in self-love, then you can reflect that love on someone else. So, when we keep on searching ourselves, we have to understand that we are of great value. You know, we are of great value. You are not just an ordinary anyone that can be treated anyway. And when you can understand that about yourself, then you can treat others with the kind of love that you yourself have experienced. Because you essentially know, if I am God's child and I have experienced His amazing love, then I essentially want someone else to experience the same kind of thing and know that about themselves. It's like, you know, when people people who gossip would know this. I don't gossip. But I remember in school, there is this thing that we had. So when someone had an amazing story they wanted to share, they would call it juicy, you know, something sweet. So someone would enter the class and they'll be like, guys, kajuicy, kajuicy. And everyone would be opening their ears ready to hear this sweet thing that this person wants to share with everyone, because it's so sweet that I just can't keep it to myself. When you experience God's love, it's something so amazing that you want someone else to feel the same way. You want someone else to feel the same way. Now, at first, I also said, I strongly believe that love that is outside God is not true love. And I honestly believe this because I not so long ago, I was listening to a YouTube video. I was watching a YouTube video by Preston Perry, and he was essentially trying to explain that, you know, God is real to some atheist woman and some other man and another couple, right? Now, I do not want to drift, but there is something that he said that there was a point in the conversation when he was trying to explain that, you know, God exists in three distinct persons. That is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? So essentially, even when we say God is love, the question would come up to say, if God has always been God, how is He love? Who did He love, right? So essentially, you know, Preston Perry explained it this way. God's love is perfect because He has always loved perfectly. Because God exists in three distinct persons, He has always had two other distinct persons to love. And so God's love is the truest form, because He is God over all, and He existed before, you know, even the Word was coined, right? And because of that, He Himself has, they themselves have always had the perfect love and amongst one another, right? And so God's love is the purest kind of love. And everyone else, you know, you can walk, go around trying to love someone, but I feel our emotions would always get in the way, because man in our own self are sinful, and all these things would get in the way. So when we experience the perfect love of God, we then know how to reflect this love to people around us. Even when we speak of love, you cannot, you know, explain the topic of love without going to one of the most amazing passages in the Bible. One of the most, not the most. Of course, every passage in the Bible is the most amazing, right? I remember being so excited because when I was in school, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 was a Bible passage that we had to know by head, because our exam required us to know every single sentence, right? So I personally love 1 Corinthians chapter 13, though I do not think I managed to know everything. But yeah, So 1 Corinthians basically gives us a description of what love looks like. And even when we say love, it tells us love is patient. Love is gentle and not harsh, you know, and consistent to all. I think sometimes, I think many times we are so impatient. We are so impatient. Even when it says consistent to all, it's, you know, we live in a world where I love my family, but I don't love you, you know, I don't know you, so I don't love you. Or I can love on a stranger, but I, you know, you did something bad to me, so I hate you, you know. Not that I'm trying to make anyone's feelings feel trivial or whatever, but it is consistent, you know. And it's so important, because we should understand that in the world that we live in, when you say love is consistent to all, this is inclusive of the people who, you know, the murderers. This is consistent to people who, inclusive of people who are seen as thieves, rapists, and I'm naming, you know, the things that would essentially make you feel, I can't love someone who is like that. And there is a difference, obviously, between love and like. And just because I love you doesn't mean I will, you know, hang around with you all the time, obviously. But then we need to get to a point where we mutually can love everyone around us, you know. 1 Corinthians continues to say love is not jealous, you know. Even when blessings go to another, you know, you see your friend getting something that you would really have wanted, so we still have to love, you know. We still have to be gracious in knowing that God at his own time is able to deliver everything that he has promised to give us. You know, love does not brag. Hey, hey, you know, love does not disrespect, you know. It seeks to honor. It does not seek to selfishly honor. And this is so important. Love is not easily irritated. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. You know, sometimes we, I know, I fall prey to that one. Definitely. Love is honest. Oof. Guys, yes. You know, and even when we think of honesty, because I think sometimes we're just thinking of those big times when you lied. But there are times when you literally, it's someone asks you, what's wrong? And it's like, nothing. It's like, but that's dishonest. That's a dishonest answer. And many times, because we're in our feelings, we feel, well, I have the right to feel this way. Someone did something bad to me. So that also is very important. Love is a safe shelter that never stops believing in others. And so many times we're given reasons to think, that's a lost cause. That person will never change. But we still have, we are being told we have to believe in others, you know. Love never takes failure as defeat. That's so good, you know. This is how we are called to love others. But essentially, this is how we should also be able to love ourselves. This is the base of what love is, you know. Even when we see the very last verse of this chapter, it says, you know, out of faith and hope, love prevails, you know. And this is essentially because faith and hope are rooted in love. And so love is in love you find faith, you find hope. And so we need to get to a point where we grow in love. There are so many people who are different from us, but that doesn't give us the right to hate on them. You know, even with social media these days, there's just so much hatred that we spread. Just because you feel you have the platform, you feel you can say whatever you want to say, especially with our opinions. I'm not trying to stop people from speaking what they speak, because even, you know, love is true. But even when we are rebuking others, it's to say, are you rebuking because you want this person to feel that you know better? Or are you doing it out of love because you genuinely care for this person? There are many times when we go out of our way to do something for someone just to show them that we can do better than them. Just to show them that I am not like you, I am not a bad person, you know, like you, which is not love. You know, we have to get to a point where we can show love. And what I love about this, you know, even just learning about love, is that for every single person, there is always room to grow when it comes to love. You can always, you know, do better. You know, because in one way or another, we are all, you know, we all lack in some way. But there is always room for us to love others better. There is always room for us to, you know, to see people better. There are people who, you know, we look down on. You think they are dirty, you know. And it's when you come to the point of realization and say, when God found me, where was I? You know, when God found me, when I experience the love of God, was I worthy? One thing I love about the story of the prodigal son is the part when the father runs, you know, begins to run towards the son. It tells us the son was still a distance away when the father began to run towards him. So this shows us that he was not close. So probably the father had to do some sweating, you know. He had to do some jogging. Probably he had not done some runs for some time because he had servants and all, you know. But he essentially chose to run towards the son, which is not all. Because we are told the son was working on a pig farm. And you know, you cannot work with pigs and still have that, you know, gentle touch smell. So I am sure that the sun reeked. Okay, it doesn't tell us that he took a shower, but we're not trying to, you know, put our own thoughts. So I'm sure like he had like some scent, you know. But the father saw, you know, saw past that and still chose to embrace his son. I am challenging you and myself to grow in love. There are so many people, especially as Christians, we are the light to the world. You know, the Bible says Christians are like a building on the top of a mountain. We must be very careful how we conduct ourselves. One single action, one single glance at someone, one single, you know, word can hinder someone's growth in Christ. And I would have essentially shattered someone else's faith. Now, I'm not saying we are perfect. Of course, we have our flaws. Sometimes you're also not in a good mood. But essentially, we should try to love on people, to love on many people around us. Before we close, there is actually a story I want to share, which is a bit controversial. So, when not so long ago, okay, I'm not sure if I should share this honestly, but I hope you essentially get the point that I'm driving at, right? Not so long ago, one of my favorite pastors was sharing something which really blessed me. So I'm not even sure who it was or who did this. So there is essentially a rapper who, I think he's a rapper or a musician, who made a song which obviously depicts God in a very bad way, right? Now, when I saw this story, honestly, I was shook because I didn't. When I see controversial things that I'm really not sure about, I really don't. I really, until I get insight, I try not to, you know, comment, or I just leave it where it is. So, essentially, Pastor Stephanie, you know, got on IG Live and started to speak about the issue. And one thing that she said was that this man apparently had done this because he had reached a point of frustration because of who he is. People had been speaking bad things about him, especially the Christian community. Now, because of this, he essentially made the song that he did, you know, to kind of make it seem like, I don't care what you think or say about me, I'm gonna do what I want. And yeah, that, you know, obviously I'm not trying to say he was right in his actions, never, but you know, for me, that really it's I don't know the word, right? Where English are hard, but in that moment I felt, wow. You know, many times, we comment, we say things, and it's like, people actually do look up to the church, you know, the Christian community. And in as much as people have what, you know, people have what they say, but you know, I see it even when I hear atheists question the existence of God, you know, you can see that people really, you know, look at us and essentially are looking to us for something greater. And it is for us, we have a responsibility to show love to people and act out of love. And even when we are rebuking and correcting others, we should always remember to do it out of love. You know, we are called to love because we have a loving Father. I mean, the countless times that God comes through for me, you know, there are days when I'm like, oh God, wow. Like, honestly, even in this moment, thinking about God's love makes me emotional because I know how much God has fought for me, how much God has come through for me. And to think that I would go out there and, you know, let my emotions, my feelings, my whatever stop me from, you know, showing that same love that He has shown me so many countless number of times. But man, it's not even number of times, it's every single day. It's that I woke up today and many people have died, you know. It's that I have an education. It's that I have food on my table. It's the many things that he does. It's his presence in my life. We have to learn to love on others. There are many people who have turned their lives. Now, I don't even mean to keep on, you know, just yapping, but I'm now even reminded of as you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. So I was one of the podcasts I listened to is In the Light, and on this particular episode titled Tales of the Dark Side, you know, Dr. Anita Phillips, the host of the podcast, was interviewing this man who was essentially an atheist before he turned to Christian. And he said the reason why he turned to Christ, or the reason, you know, he began to actually see himself, you know, walking with God, was the love that he felt at the church that he went to. That they loved on him so much that he was compelled. The love was so intense. The Bible tells us, you know, love, you know, of, I want to say it right. Love overcomes, you know, drives out, overcomes. I have misplaced the word, but a multitude of sin is like, it overlooks, you know, everything. You want to go about and show people how wrong they are. Go about and show them how loved they are. Go about and show them how amazing they are. We read of stories in the Bible like the parable of the lost sheep. That this shepherd would have 99 sheep. Okay, and this one. Goes out, and the shepherd still looks for this one sheep. I know one of the stories that I love again is the story of Zacchaeus, and how Jesus notices Zacchaeus climbing the sycamore tree. And I recently learned, ish man, guys, ish. When I think of love, it's just amazing. I recently learned that the sycamore tree is this big tree that doesn't have lower branches. And as the Bible tells us, Zacchaeus was a short man. So you can imagine that Zacchaeus was climbing, and Jesus saw. You know, where you see a drug addict, God sees a person who is trying and striving. And maybe that, you know, that's the sycamore tree in their life is the drugs. Where you see someone who is murdered another person, God sees, you know, a person who is in a dark place. And the murder was their sycamore tree, you know? And we are the light. Essentially, we are like Jesus in the story. But now the question that I pose to you is, like Jesus, are you going to look at them with love? Are you going to see past everything that they have done and see them with love? Are you going to show them the love of God? Are you going to be that light, you know, that love, that intense love for them that they feel that they decide to turn from their evil ways? We are called to love one another. We are called to love one another and love each other intensely. I remember I remember joining this fellowship when, and this was in my first year, second semester of law school. I remember joining this campus fellowship, and I remember the smile. The smiles of the people in that place, I can still picture them now. Like, I had never seen such intense love. Like, people who are so joyous to have you. Like, even the pastor's voice, even to dates, like, I can hear how she would say my name with so much love. That kind of love, you know, it kept me going back to that place. Even when I felt, no, I shouldn't. It's like, I don't want to disappoint, because this person just shows me so much love. It's the same love that God shows us, you know, so much love. I can keep going on and on and on about love, if you've noticed. But essentially, let us be love. Let us grow in love, because we are children of a God who is love. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope I said something that has blessed your life. But hey, what? Before we close, I want us to go out in prayer. Because I just feel we need to pray into this, that wherever that we go, we will be love. And that if there is anyone who is listening who has not, you know, who has not experienced love, that because of what they have listened to, they will experience love, they will love God, they will know how to love themselves, and essentially reflect the same love to everyone around them. Let us pray. Father, I come before your throne of glory, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for this message of true love. Thank you that you are love, that you have perfectly loved, and that you love us perfectly. Father, I pray that you alone will raise us to love. Teach us what it is to experience your love, and show and extend that same love to ourselves and reflect it back to everyone around us. Father God, help us to be the light, to be a source of encouragement, that we will love so strong that what we will look past sin and shame, and we will love on everyone around us. That Father God, you will help us be hope for those that are in hopeless situations. You will help us grow in love, that we will love those that have never known what it is to be loved. And I pray for all those that have not experienced love, that Father God, they will experience your love today. Father God, that even right now that you are just touching them, Holy Spirit, that they are feeling your love and beginning to experience what it is to truly experience true love. Father God, I pray that you alone continue to have your way. We give glory and honor unto you, Abba Father. It is through your precious Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for everyone who has listened in. Till next week with another amazing episode. It's bye for now.